time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to Community Circle. I am your host, Fred Rico, and today we'll be talking with someone who has a passion for the art community in Arizona. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Kenny Grossman, and I'm the artistic director at Spotlight Youth Theater in Glendale.
Tell me a little bit about the youth theater.
Yeah, it's a youth theater. What we do is we do musicals and non-musical plays featuring kids ages 6 to 19 years old. We also have workshops and summer camps, and it's all introduction, and it all has to do with musical theater and theater.
Is it available to kids for free at a lower price? I mean, how does it work?
All right. So the way it works is that every kid in the world is welcome at Spotlight Youth Theater. You don't need to join. You don't need to pay any annual fees or anything like that. What you do is you just check out our requirements for our shows or events that are coming up. We have 8 weeks of summer camps. We do 7 or 8 shows during our season. And you just go on our website or you go on Facebook.
What's the website?
The website is Spotlight Youth Theater, and theater is spelled theatre.org. And like us on Facebook and sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send you newsletters on events, upcoming events, and auditions. And you just follow the requirements, and you can pick and choose whatever you want to be involved with. Now, there is, you know, to do a summer camp, there is a tuition for summer camp and stuff like that.
So the summer camp... What times does it run during the week? Is it 5 days a week?
Our summer camps are 2 week sessions, and they run from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And at the end of the 2 weeks, the kids put on a performance for family and friends. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great introduction to musical theater. And then if you are experienced at musical theater, then we challenge you, and it's a great challenge for anybody that's experienced.
Is this a good place for kids that necessarily don't want to be on stage, but they love the theater and they want to do background stuff?
We do that as well. We get kids involved with every aspect of theater. We have kids that do hair and makeup. We have kids that do set design. We have kids that do teching. They do lights and sound. So we get them involved with everything, every aspect.
What about the people who are teaching them? I mean, there's yourself, and who else is there?
We have a wide group of fantastic directors and designers. Some of them, what they do for a living is they do musical theater for a living. And then when they're not at a theater, they're at a theater performing. And they teach these kids all about musical theater, and it's just a wonderful experience.
What is the advantage of having a kid in the arts right now?
Having a kid do theater teaches them a lot of different life skills that they can use. They learn communication. They learn about teamwork. They learn about being responsible and reliability. They learn about getting over stage fright. And a kid that, even if they don't do theater, they can go on a job interview and they can mess up a job interview because they get stage fright. Basically, that's what that is.
Right.
And this helps them with that. It gives them more confidence. Plus, it helps form friendships and bonds for kids that maybe don't fit in at school, aren't good at sports, just goes on and on and on. They can come to the theater and they're accepted just for who they are.
So public speaking would be a great skill to pick up.
Yes. Yeah.
Are there exercises you do specifically for, like, you know, projecting?
Yeah. Yeah. We teach them how to project. And that's just one little tiny small part of doing a theater show. But they learn all that stuff.
I just think it's great for people to know that, hey, this isn't just like kids throwing on a play. There's a lot of life skills they're picking up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It happens.
How is Spotlight affecting the community?
Spotlight affects the community because, for one thing, that it gets the kids out of the house. They're not on the computer. They're not hanging out on the street corner. There's a place for them to go. And that helps your community right then and there. But I think a major part of it is that it helps bring culture to a community. If a cup of yogurt has more culture than your community, then you need to enhance that. And having a youth theater in your community enhances the community.
Kenny, I don't know why you're speaking bad about North Scottsdale. Shame on you. Can you give me some examples of maybe some of the culture you brought to the city of Glendale? I mean, you got the kids going and everything.
Here's something. For a very small amount of money to buy a ticket to come see a show, patrons of the North Valley, actually patrons anywhere in Arizona, can come see kids perform a Broadway-style show. And some of our shows are done very professionally. We really strive for these kids to do a great job, and we try to do the best we can, and we get the families involved, and the kids work really hard, and they put on some great, great shows.
Can you give me an example of some of the shows the kids have done in the past?
All right, so for this year, for instance, we opened up our season with Willy Wonka.
Oh, cool.
And the Chocolate Factory was a lot of fun. It was a music.
How many Oompa Loompas did you have?
We had a lot of Oompa Loompas. A little too many. And then we did South Pacific, which was a classic. And we did a show called American Idiot, which is based after the Green Day album. Right now, we are in production for The School of Rock, which is based after the movie. So it's a musical.
Jack Black movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This weekend, School of Rock is showing. Can you tell me a little more about the show?
Yeah, School of Rock, the musical, is a Broadway show based after the movie The School of Rock with Jack Black. The characters in the show are basically the same, but what makes the Broadway musical so great is that it gets more in-depth in the characters. You get to know the characters a little bit better. It also has extra music that was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which makes it phenomenal as well. The kids in the show, the kids that are in the band, they actually play their instruments live on stage. So you get to see a live rock band on stage within a show. So it's really a lot of fun.
All right, Kenny, so tell me, we're talking about School of Rock. Tell me about some of the, the message behind the show. Tell me about some of the kids who are participating.
All right, that's a great question. The message behind School of Rock, it's more than just some guy that loves rock and roll and he's over the hill and he gets a bunch of snotty upper-class kids to play rock and roll. The real message for the show, which I feel is really important for every parent out there, is that parents should not see their kids for who they want their kids to be, but they need to see their kids for who their kids really are. And that's what the show brings out. And it's a beautiful message.
What about some of the kids performing? Who's the lead? Who's starring in this show?
The lead's in the show, Devin Pollici. He's playing Dewey. That's the role of Jack Black from the movie. And I think he's 18 years old, and he's wonderful. He's so funny. And what he does is he captures the essence of Jack Black and Dewey, but he also puts his own twist on it. So it's really a lot of fun to watch. Addison Bowman is playing Rosalie, and she's the principal. And again, there's a lot more depth to her character than there was in the movie, and it's really great to watch her perform. And she sings a song that's just absolutely fantastic. And then the other two principals in the show are Jeremy Basham. He's playing Ned, which is Dewey's best friend, and he lives in the apartment. And then there's Patty, which is played by Maya Weber. And they're both fantastic young actors that just, when you watch them on stage, you're going to think you're watching Broadway actors. They're just great. The kids in the show bring so much energy. Like the younger kids that are the students, they're so fun to watch. They bring so much energy to the show. And like I said before, four of them actually play their musical instruments on stage. So it's really exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really great. And, you know, there's nothing that beats the emotional or sonic power of a live performance. So please make sure you come check it out. It's unmatched.
So if I go to the show, what can I expect?
You can expect to be smiling for most of the show. Just a smile from ear to ear, and you're going to tap your foot a lot. And probably you're going to cheer at the end. You'll stand up and cheer.
Okay, and that's in Glendale. It's on 43rd Avenue.
Yeah, right. 43rd Avenue, just north of Peoria Avenue.
And the website?
The website is spotlightyoutheater.org. And theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And last year we did shows like Spring Awakening. We did Thumbelina. You know, we do a wide variety.
Now, do you have different plays for different age groups? Are they running simultaneously? Or do you focus on one age group first and go into another one?
Yeah, we only do one show at a time. I mean, we'll have a show rehearsing while the other show is performing. And we do have age ranges. So we have shows that we put on for the younger kids. And then we have shows that we put on for the older kids that are a little more experienced that we want to challenge. So we do all that stuff.
Give me an example of something the younger kids would be doing. Like,
they would do Thumbelina. Last year we did Fairy Tale Courtroom. They do the best Christmas pageant ever, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and stuff like that.
And the older kids would be doing the other
one. They would do American Idiot and Rent and Spring Awakening and A Chorus Line.
What are the age ranges again?
We get kids on our stage ages 6 to 19 years old.
Okay. Real cool. That's really good. Yeah. Where do you find that the arts is most helpful for the children and for adults also?
Well, I feel like the arts enhances everybody's life. And what happens is at Spotlight Youth Theater, it becomes, since we're a community youth theater and we're a nonprofit, we need the help from the families. So what happens is it becomes a family event. So families get involved, the kids are involved, the community gets involved, and it takes all of that to put on one show.
Can you give me an example of a family that's been involved, in like mom, dad, and the kids are all doing something?
Well, I mean, if we have a kid in the show and the parents come and help set build, and they help paint the set, and they help fundraise for the show. And then during the shows, we have parents that volunteer. We have parents backstage who are the bravest people in the world. And then we have people that work concession. They usher. But it's really helping with the costumes and helping with the set that really brings the families close together.
That sounds great. That sounds like a really nice family atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
What kind of kids do you see going to Spotlight right now?
Okay. We, like I said before, every kid in the world is welcome at Spotlight. So it doesn't matter where you come from, what your background is, what your last name is. It doesn't matter. You come to the theater. If you're willing to get on stage and perform, you become part of the family. Some of our shows that we audition, all the kids get in. Some of the shows are very difficult for the kids to get in. But once you get on that stage, you become part of the Spotlight family. And so it's just a wide range of kids.
When you have auditions, obviously you probably put it on the website, letting people know.
Yeah, yeah, and the requirements are on there, so you can pick and choose.
What's the website again, Kenny?
It's spotlightyoutheater.org.
And we'll put it up on the website, too, if you're listening to azthebeat.com or Mega 104.3. You'll find links to this. You'll actually find the show on the website also. It'll be on there. So, Kenny, do you find that there's a problem incorporating or recruiting? Not necessarily recruiting, but like finding like maybe minority kids participating or you know, is it? And I know you're open to everybody.
Right.
But
do they come?
Yeah.
They do, but they don't come as much as I would hope. Mm-hmm. I would be more open to having more minority children come and try. I don't know if it's because of, you know, it's musical theater, so it's not cool or whatever. I'm not really sure what it is, but they're all welcome. And yeah, I would love to try to reach more minority.
Well, I think part of it too is getting the word out, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who don't know about this great little theater that's for the kids and stuff, you know?
I mean, we do have a lot of ethnic diversity at our theater. It's not, you know, I guess because of where we're located, it really works well for us, but we have a lot of diversity, which is awesome. I love it.
That's good. That's how kids get to experience different cultures, different people.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Why did you guys choose to open up the youth theater?
Well, you know, I just kind of fell into it. I have a musical background, and my kids got into theater, and it's a long story. You don't have enough time on the air.
Well, no, just, I mean, story.
But, I saw the way that youth theater was helping my kids out and the way it helps out other kids. And there was a void of youth theater back in like the early 2000s in the West Valley. So me and a group of parents decided to try to start a theater to give our kids a place to perform. And they just kind of morphed from there. And I ended up quitting my real job to do this. And it's extremely, extremely rewarding. It doesn't pay a lot, but it is very rewarding.
It's not about the money, though, right?
It's not about the money at all.
So, Kenny, so you got some musical background. What were you, singer? Were you on Broadway?
No, I was not.
You look familiar, Kenny. Did I see you in something?
Wanted poster, maybe. I was a musician, so I played the drums and trumpet and piano and guitar. And, you know, I got on stage just like community theaters and like with my kids and stuff. I didn't do anything serious, but I've learned a lot since 2004, come a long way. And, I have a lot to offer. So
it's good.
Yeah.
What are the challenges that you have running a community youth theater? Is it participation? Is it raising money? How can people help raise money?
It's all about the money. There's not a lot of money in the performing arts. Most people want to give to sports and give to other things than give to a youth theater. And money is always an issue, especially for a nonprofit community theater. And it's not just Spotlight. It's any youth theater that's in the Valley. The best way to support the youth theaters in the Valley is to simply go see the shows. Go see the shows, buy a ticket, sit in there and support and watch those kids. It doesn't matter if the show is great or if the show is awful. Still go and support, because it's very, very important for these kids to have a place to go and learn about the performing arts.
And have an audience.
And have an audience in front of them, right. So I think that's the biggest challenge. I feel like there's nothing more important or greater than instilling character in a child. And that's what people should think about. And plus, it enhances their community, having a youth theater in the community.
And Kenny, where can people get tickets?
All right, you can go online.
What's the website?
The website. It's spotlightyouththeater.org. And youth theater, theater is spelled theatre.org. You can go onto the website. You can buy them, or you can call the box office, and we can sell them that way.
And you have a schedule of all the dates.
Yep, yeah, you go on the website and see that. And the show is the School of Rock, the musical. It opens up this Friday, runs for 3 weekends.
Oh, so School of Rock is this Friday?
Yeah, it opens up this Friday.
And how many kids are in this production?
We have 29 kids in the production, plus we have 5 kids that are teching. We have 1 kid that's doing hair and makeup for it, so we have a lot of kids involved.
That's awesome. So, like, the kid who's doing hair and makeup, do they come with skills, or are they learning? Are they learning this skill?
Both. The kid that we have, the young man that we have doing the hair and makeup, he is very experienced. He's a wonderful young man. His name is Spencer Klaus, and he's very, very talented.
That's awesome. Are there people or businesses that you want to mention that, like, really go out of their way to support the theater?
Yeah. You mean businesses or?
I mean, either one. I mean, is there people who just say
10 pages of people that I would thank every day for us being where we are. Obviously, my wife, Vicky, she's the neck that turns the head of the theater. So,
yeah, this one you better thank is the wife.
The most important. Other than that, there's just a lot. I don't have a list in front of me, so I don't want to leave anybody out.
I hear you.
But they know who they are, and I love them, and they support the theater. And it's great because of that. One of the places that actually supports the theater is Kohl's. Oh. Kohl's has a program called Kohl's Cares. And what they do is they send volunteers to help at the theater. And then they donate $500 every time they send the volunteers as well. So not only do we get help at the theater, they donate money to the theater as well.
That's great.
Yeah, so Kohl's Cares is fantastic. There's the plug for Kohl's.
So, Kenny, let me ask you something. If I'm a kid in Glendale and I've been doing this community theater, yeah, and all of a sudden the Spotlight Community Youth Theater doesn't exist anymore, what happens to that kid? Where does he go? What are some things that had happened? I mean, without this outlet for the kids,
it would be tragic not to have any youth theaters for a kid that loves to perform to go to. Now they can perform in school, but there is not a lot of choices for them. You know, it's definitely diminished in the school performing arts, and it's very, very important. So I would say Spotlight Youth Theater better not close. So these kids have a place to go.
Well, school districts cutting back on the arts and stuff. It's very important, right?
Yep. That's why places like Spotlight Youth Theater, we don't have any adult theater that we're attached to. We don't have any big corporation that runs us. It's just us and the kids. And places like Spotlight Youth Theater are rare. There's not a lot of us around. So please, just simply going to see the shows would help.
Oh, what's the location of the theater?
Okay. We're on 43rd Avenue, just north of Peoria Avenue. So we're at 10620 North 43rd Avenue on the west side in Strip Mall.
How long has it been open?
We opened at our current home. We opened there. The first show we did was January 2008.
So any superstars, any Hollywood people, up-and-comers that we know about coming from?
Oh, there's every one of them is a superstar to me. We don't have any... anybody that's on Broadway
yet,
but that's okay. It's not really what it's about at our theater. It's about them learning those life lessons that we talked about and just growing as a person.
So to get information, to get tickets, to participate with the Spotlight Youth Theater, what's the website?
The website is spotlightyouththeater.org, and theater is spelled theatre, theatra.
All right, Kenny, thank you very much.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.